Able to turn the microphone and the balance of the service over to our brother and sister that we love so much, Brother Jesse and Sister Verna Ellis. How many of you love Brother Jesse and Sister Verna? They are such, I don't know, I don't have time. I don't want to take your time, but what a blessing they are to this church. They've been prison pastors here. He's going to share with how many years? 25 years, silver anniversary of going out from this church, ministering into local prisons and state prisons. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that. Hallelujah. And not just going out, but seeing so many lives touched and changed. They've been so faithful to the call of God upon their life. They've been wonderful pastors. They're wonderful people in this house, such examples of faith, such wonderful parents. I just can't tell you in so many ways, such examples, Jesse and Verna, to all of us. And we've seen y'all walk through some good times, seen you walk through some hard times, and in all of them, seen you trust Jesus and come out on top. And so we're blessed tonight. We've asked Jesse to come and to minister the word tonight, but while he does that, at the same time, we've asked him to share some of their vision and some of their heart about what they're doing in prisons here in the state of Arkansas. And they have a team that go out with them, bringing change to people who seemingly are in a hopeless situation. But how many of you know nowhere is hopeless when Jesus is there? And I also want to give you an opportunity, because I know that there's some here who would have a heart to join with their vision and what they're doing. And so we've asked him to be able to share a little bit on that as well. And as he's coming, we're going to welcome him. And Brother Andy, would you mind helping me? We're going to set this down on the floor for Brother Jesse. So let's welcome Jesse as he comes. Let him know how much we love him.
Praise God. Amen. I appreciate God tonight for allowing me to share the word of God with you. Amen. Praise God. It's no new thing. Praise God. God's an awesome God. Amen. And we got to get the heart of God, because God is about people. Amen. It starts on the inside. Amen. Then flows out. Come on here. Amen. Tonight, God's got a word for you. Amen. My wife and I have been sharing the gospel in the prison for many years now. Amen. We have a team that go out with us. Amen. I told them to put this down here because the light's too bright and I want to be able to look at you. Amen. And when I go out, amen, we go into prisons and the jails. Amen. I like to get close to them. You know what I'm saying? I like the Bible said, know them that labor among you. Come on here. But tonight, I believe God's got a word to help you. Amen. The Holy Spirit going to minister to you. Open your heart to receive what God's got for you. Amen. Amen. Last week, amen, we went to Malvern, Arkansas. Praise the Lord. And Brother Dishmu, amen, we seen 19 came to the Lord. Amen. Because of the preaching of the gospel. Amen. Because God want to use somebody to proclaim the gospel, good news. Amen. The Bible said in Mark 16, amen, 50, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God looking for a people that will go obey him. Come on him. Lord, he said, Jeremiah said, Lord, I'll go send me. Come on him. So God is looking for people. Amen. Not after we get saved. Amen. Get filled with the Holy Ghost and we sit down on this word. Amen. And it's time to give some out. Come on him. Praise the Lord. So God is looking for a people, amen, is going to obey him. Come on him. You know, I like the way Apostle Paul said, Lord, that I may win some. Come on him. Amen. Let's get into your Bible tonight. I won't hold you long. Some of y'all have been working hard. Amen. Praise God. I do like I do. Ask the Lord, I need an easy job. Come on here. Because, you know, when I'm getting up in age now, come on, I can't labor like I used to labor. Come on him. Amen. I don't mind laboring for the Lord. Amen. This hard work ain't for me, God. Come on him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke, amen, praise God. I thank God for Brother Jerry and Sister Lane. Let me share this word with y'all tonight. Amen, praise God. Amen, we just ain't just starting out. Amen, praise God. We've been doing this for many years. So I was asking God to help me, you know, because sometimes, you know, people don't have the heart of God. Amen, it's got to be on the inside of you, amen, to do this what we do. Come on here, because people tell me, well, you know, brother, that ain't for me. What is for you then? Come on here. God done call you to do something. Come on, brother. Amen, you ought to want to do something. Amen, you ought to share the good news. Amen. They tell me, this is my home, girl. That's okay. Good news with your homegirl. Come on, brother. Amen. You praise God. We got. I'm gonna share it. I'm gonna get into the word tonight. My melon now. Come on, him. Amen. You know income tax is coming out now. Amen. You go in Walmart. They got them boogers for them here to here. Come on, brother. Amen. Yes, you said that's your homegirl. You all of them know the word of God. Come on here now and tell me that's my homeboy. That's good. Come on. Have you talked about Jesus? Amen. Have you shared the love of Jesus with him? Come on, him. Jesus said, if I be lifted, I draw. Man, come on. We won't say nothing about Jesus. Come on. He's the one it's all about. Come on, him. It's okay. I'm going to preach. You know what about it. I'm going to preach tonight. Come on, him. God saved me. Amen. Brought me out of the world. I know where he brought me from. And I'm not going to be quiet. Come on, him. A lot of times the devil wants us to be quiet. I ain't going to be quiet no more. Come on, him. Praise the Lord. Amen. I remember when I was a sinner, amen, praise God, out there in the world, come on, him, looking for the next high. I didn't know Jesus, come on, him. But behind the scenes, somebody was praying for me. Come on, brother. You just didn't get him. Somebody was praying for you. That's how you got him. Come on, him. It's behind the scenes what's going on. Come on, him. Amen. We like to know what's out here. It ain't all about out here. Come on, him. I friend to call Pastor Willis earlier because we was in such warfare. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good God. Brother Dish, it's been rough this week. Come on, brother. And I'm, you know what I mean? We get ready to go have service sometime. The devil's there, and we in warfare. Come on, my wife, the devil, and we in warfare all the time against our body. But come on, him. After so many years, pray, we always win. Come on, brother. I made my mind up a long time ago. Amen. I said, you ever ask God a question? You already got the answer. God, what am I going to do? God said, you know what to do. Come on, him. Amen. Praise God. So what I did was, I've already been praying. Come on, him. And God said, you know what to do. I said, and I took these hands right here. I said, the Lord, look at him. And the devil, look at him. The devil been fighting our help for years. I took my hands. I said, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you take your hands off of her in the name of Jesus. Look, come on here. She couldn't even walk. Come on. She walking today. Come on here, brother. It's behind the scene that we don't see. People don't know what's going on. We look at what's out here. It's behind the scene what's going on, amen, for this to take place. Come on, him. I'm going to tell you, saints, amen, we're going to get to the other side like we said we're going to get. There's some warfare behind it. Come on, brother. You see, the devil ain't going to let you toop through the tooth and say, oh, it's going right. It don't work like that. Come on, him. There's some work in this. Come on, brother. Praise the Lord. We think it's easy. We're going to walk. The devil ain't going to let you go out like that. Come on. Luke chapter 15, amen, first one. If you get it, say amen. You see, I learned something a long time ago. I'm going to get back to it in just a few minutes. Amen. Praise God. God's been good to me and my family. All the warfare, all the years that my wife been sick, brave, praise the Lord. Come on, him. And I thank God today, amen, we lost her three times. Come on, him. It's the power of prayer. Come on, him. It's the power of prayer. Come on. It's behind the scene what's taking place. Come on here. We think it's out here. It ain't out here, brother. Come on here. It's something going on behind the scene. Come on here. It's you in an intimate place with God that God can use you. Come on here. And you, we got to quit depending on people. You got to get in that closet for ourselves. Come on, brother. Luke chapter, amen, 15 verse 1, if you got to say amen. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to hear him. Come on, him. Jesus had a word. Come on, him. Jesus got a word for us today. Come on. You that are saved, God's got a word for you. Come on, him. All we know what to do. We just got to walk in obedience. Come on, here. And the Pharisees and the scribe complains. Look at the religious folk. Come on, him. Them folks, the religious folks, the folks that go to church every day, come on here. They don't know Jesus. They got a zeal of God, but they don't know who he is. Come on, him. I'm talking about somebody that know God, got a heart to God. Amen. When we see that sinner man out there on the street, come on, him. You know, I've been traveling for a long time now. Praise God. I will stop on the street. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one told me, man, you ought to stop doing that. Come on. You're going to get hit in the head. Come on. I know what your problem is. You ain't got a heart like Jesus. Come on. Jesus is concerned about the lost. Come on, him. And that's why he came out to die for the lost. Praise God. Let me get back in this. And the man receives sinners and equals. And if the religious folk, church folk, we go, amen. You know what? They don't have a heart of God. They don't know. God is concerned about. That's why he went to the cross. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We look at our brother or sister going through it, man. Well, they must be going through it. Are you praying? Come on here. What you did with you? Come on here. You ought to be praying. The Bible said when one hurt, we all hurt. Come on here. We're in this thing together. Come on here. I'm going to tell you, brother, I'm going to tell you, we're going to the other side. Amen. You're going to have to do something to get to the other side, brother. Come on here. I know y'all think it's easy. It ain't easy. Come on here, brother. It's easy with Jesus. Come on. I mean, I heard Issa Lane say it all the time. He said, now, she said it like this right here. We got to get in a place with God. Amen. We can get something from God. Come on here. I'm going to tell you, saints, there's warfare going on. You better believe that. Come on here. And you're not going to tip to the tulip and think you're going to get to the other side and the devil ain't give you no problem. Come on here. So what you're going to have to do, get close to God and be do like Jesus and get in your prayer closet and begin to get what God wants you to get. Come on. I made my mind up a long time ago. I'm not going to wait on about to pray for me and my family. If that was the case, my wife would be dead today. Come on here, brother. I'm here to tell you about the power of prayer, what God would do for you. But you got to know where this thing really works. Come on here, brother. Amen. We come to church, but you better believe that this word is that God's true. Amen. The devil, hey, look here. One of us got to be a liar. And then ain't God. Come on here. We got to get in a place with God, amen, that we can hear from God. Come on here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 3 says, and so he spoke this parable of them, saying, what manner you have in 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after one which is lost until he finds him. Verse 5 says, when he found, he lays on his shoulder and rejoiced him. Verse 6 says, and when he comes home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, I found my sheep which was lost. Verse 7 says, I say you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. Come on him. You see, God is concerned about the laws. Come on, Hampton. You see, when we go into, amen, to the prison, amen, last we had 19 come down and got saved, blessed to praise the Lord. Come on, Hampton. That's the heart of God. Come on, Hampton. Amen. But you know, they got a choice like you got a choice. They got a will like you got a will. Come on, Hampton, brother. Amen. When they come down, get their heart, the Bible said, when one gets saved, the whole heaven rejoices. Come on, Hampton. You know what? We got to get the heart of Jesus. Come on, brother. Ain't like something just, well, you know, I think I'm going to get up and I'm going to go do this. No, it don't work like that. Come on, him. I'm asking God to help me get in a place with him, amen, God, that I can hear you for myself. Come on, him. As I begin to hear God, amen, we can probably begin to go forward. Because, you see, I'm here to tell you, the Bible said the anointing breaks the yoke. Come on, him. Once we get in a place with God, pray, I'm here to tell you, say, God is waiting on us. Come on, him. I got tired of the devil to feed me, taking me down, amen, taking my family down. Look, you got to get in a place with God. Come on, him. Amen. We get in prayer, we say one thing, and when the devil attacks, we're saying something different. Amen. It don't work like that. You got to keep saying the same thing when you're going through, when it's going good. Come on here, brother. I know you ain't lying. It's okay. Go see, when the devil, you know, one thing I found out about the devil, come on here, he ain't prejudiced. See? See, he don't care because you got a pretty face. He don't care because you fat, you long. He don't care nothing about all that. You know what the devil want to do? He come to kill, steal, and destroy. You better believe that. Come on, him. You better know what this book said. When the enemy come against you, come on, him. I tell him in the prison all the time, until you get this word and you, amen, get something and you weak as Pee Wee Herman. So the devil know what you got and what you don't have. Come on, him. If you ain't got nothing, brother, you going down. Come on here. But we don't have to go down because we got what God has told. He's given us everything we need in this earth. Come on, which is the word of God. Come on, him. The Bible said, be strong in Lord and the power of his might. Come on, him. I was in prayer, praise God. You see, I'm coming to find, I'm believing this thing more and more as I go in God. Lord, I'm looking, I don't want bitter and sweet coming out. They don't work like that. Come on, him. All right, back in the book, amen, praise God. Verse 8 says, of what woman having 10 silver coins, she loses one of her coins, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it. Verse 9 says, and when she had found it, she called her friends and neighbor together, saying, rejoice in me, I have found the peace which I lost. Verse 10 says, likewise, I say, there is more joy in prayer of the angels of God one over one sinner who repents. Come on, him. That's why we keep going. Come on, him. You know why? When that sinner repents, come on, that means the devil can't have him. He belongs to God. Come on, him. And his name is written down in the Lamb books of life that we all here for do. Come on, him. God is concerned about the laws. You need to get to God. He's just concerned about you and your four no more. Come on, him. I know we think when we get saved, Lord, I'm ready to go to heaven. God didn't say it was just to go to heaven. Come on. God had to put that in me for me to realize that. Come on, him. We think, amen, well, they're just lost sinner. Well, what you going to do for them? I know. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 10 says, likewise, I say, enjoy joy in the presence of the angel of God over one sinner who repent. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to skip a little. I said we're going to go somewhere. The Lord is leading me somewhere else different. Come on here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We get back to where we're going. Because I believe that God has something for all of us to do if we just yield to what he's saying, what we need to do. Come on, him. And I believe the more we stay in his presence, stay in his word, God can reveal himself to us. Come on, him. God is looking for people in the land. We're the mouthpiece of God in the land today. Come on, him. So God is looking for, amen, go to the lost. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, amen, those that are lost. Come on, him. The lost people out there, amen, there's prostitute, amen, dope user, dope smoker. We won't say nothing to them. Come on, him. I'm here to tell you, Rahab was, amen, she wanted to girl, I love Rahab. Come on, him. Amen. What did I say? It's chapter what? Thank you. I see you paying attention. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Praise the Lord. Let me get what I'm trying to get to. 19. Verse 19. Come on. Here it is right here. It said, for though I am free from all men, I made myself, this is the Apostle Paul saying, I made myself a servant to all that I might win the more. Come on here. Apostle Paul was something else, wasn't he? Praise. I want to be just like Jesus. He said, I become all things to all men that I may win some. Come on here. Hear the heart of Jesus. Okay, back into the word. Amen. Verse 20 said, and to the Jews I became as a Jew. Come on, Paul said, look at to win some of them Jews, I became just like it. I may win some of them. Come on here. To those who are under the law and under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those, verse 21 said, to those who are without law as without the law. Not being without the law towards God, but under the law towards Christ, that I might win those who are without the law. Verse 22 says, and to the weak I became as weak that I might win the weak. Come on him. So we see our brother and our sister going through, amen. We ought to be just like, we ought to feel the feelings of the infirmity. Come on him. Lord, bless my sister. Bless my brother. Come on him. I remember Brother Dishman, praise God, amen, when I was doing the jail ministry, amen, I would go out and I preached the gospel. There was a man finna do 100 years, amen, sitting there, amen. He was sitting there pure cocaine and crack. Come on him, brother. You see, I've been on death row, amen, met some of the nicest people in the world. Come on, we talking about they're bad. Yeah, they did wrong. That's why they're paying the price. But I'm here to tell you, God is concerned about those on death row just like you are. Come on here. Well, you know, I don't care nothing for it. I don't care what you care. God still loves them anyhow. Come on here. I'm here to tell you, amen, praise God. When a friend of mine came back from California, I hadn't seen him in a while. He had cancer. Praise God. When I left him in the world, I left him. Come on here. You don't understand? The Bible said light and darkness have nothing in common. Come on here. So I left him out in the world. When he came back to Camden, Arkansas, praise God. And Lord delivered him from cancer. Praise God. And he told me why he came by my house. I want to see your husband. Come on here. Me and him friend. Come on here now. So I waited about a whole month before I went by his house. I don't know why I didn't go by when he told me to. Praise God, but God knows the whole thing. So I went by the man's house. Praise God. He called me, come on back in the back room. So I went back in the back room back there. He said, sit down, Jesse. And so we sit down. Amen. We conversed. Amen. And he had a pint of, look at him. The dude had a pint of gin on his right hand. Come on here. I'm trying to minister Jesus. Come on here, brother. Look here. The brother had a pint of gin right here. I'm still ministering that word. Come on here. You see, somebody got to go tell him about Jesus. He had to hear this word from somebody that will save and sanctify full of the Holy Ghost. And we got all this power. We ought to be able to go out and minister somebody and tell them about Jesus. You know why? Because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Come on here. We got to tell somebody, tell the lost about Jesus, not one another. Come on, brother. We could know all the time. Come on here. You going to believe me because we brothers and sisters in Christ. But what about them out there on the street there? What about that dope dealer? Come on here. I picked up, amen, a brother one time. I was driving. He was nasty. I pick him all up. Come on here. But now I pray, pick him up. Come on, brother. So I stopped, amen, praise God. And this man was walking, had a big old bag on his back. Nasty, amen, praise God, amen. And so when they get in the car, what I tell him, I said, look, brother, I said, I'm just trying to give you a ride. I said, I ain't got no money now. You understand what I'm saying? So he said, okay, brother, can I smoke? I said, no, you can't smoke in here now, so I'm getting you a ride. Come on, him. So I thought, I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought it was a man. Come on, man. Be honest, tell you the truth. And I found that it wasn't no man. She said, you want, I said, no, hold up. Praise God. So when you stop and pick up somebody, you don't know who you're picking up, what you're picking up. Come on, brother. Amen. Back into the word. I just throw that in there. Praise God. So anyway, when you're going to stop, pick some, make sure you pray. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. It look like ain't like. Come on, brother. But I got a heart like Jesus. Amen. You know, Jesus had a compassion. I had compassion for him too. Come on here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we learn as we go along. Praise God. Back unto, amen, verse 22, he said, the weak I became as weak that I might win the weak. Come on here, Paul said, I become as the weak that I might win something that are weak. Huh? Then he said, I have become all things to all men that I might by all means save some. But Paul said, now, I can't save them all, but I can save some of them. Come on here, the works that I do, come on here. You see, some of the people that you can win, I never win. Come on, some that I can win, you look at here, it's vice versa. Come on here, we got to be about Jesus' business. He's about my Father's business. Come on here. Until we get the heart of Jesus, come on him. We'll be have concern just like Jesus for the lost. When Jesus went to the cross, he hung for all sinners. It's not a wonder he don't love. Come on him. Some of them out there done something. You got, amen. Some of y'all need to forgive them anyway. Come on him. Amen. We got this in our mind. Amen. To a Jesus, amen. Up there, I can't go that way. Well, you got to go there. Sister Lane said, you got to forgive them. That's one of the things is I never get in, amen, praise God. That's when somebody wrong, I'm quick to repent. Come on here, folks. You see, when you go get into those kind of situations, then Jesus will have to judge that thing. Praise the Lord. Verse 20 says, for this I do for the gospel's sake that I may be partaker of it with you. Notice what he said now. He said, I'm doing this for the gospel's sake. Come on here. that I may be partaker with you. Come on, him. And I found out something. If God can use a murder like Apostle Paul, he can use me. Come on, him. He can use you. Come on, him. If God can use a mule, he can use me. Come on, brother. So we got to realize, amen, God don't have respect of person. Come on, him. Like we think he do. Come on, him. Well, you know, that's Brother Thomas. You all, amen, what Brother Thomas, do you all be praying for me? You ain't doing nothing. Come on, him. I know how you think, amen. I used to tell my daughter, I said, you feel me? She said, I feel you, daddy. In other words, I'm trying to get a point over to her. You understand me? I said, now, do you feel me? Yes, daddy. Okay? Pray. That's what Jesus tried to do sometimes. He tried to get a point this word. Amen. Verse 24. Amen. Let's leave that and let's go into Acts chapter 26. Amen. Praise God. Because I do believe that God's going to do a work in our heart. Amen. God is touching our heart, changes on inside. Amen. That we can be more like Jesus. Praise God. Because I'm here to tell you, saints, God is concerned about the Son of Man. Lord Jeremiah said, Lord, send me, God. I'll go. God said, I'm standing in the gap. Somebody needs to stand in the gap and begin to pray for the Son of Man. Come on here. Amen. They're dying, don't know Christ. Amen. We won't say nothing to him. Praise God. Amen. Some of us got, amen, in these places. Amen. You know, Jesus said, poor you always going to have. The sick you always going to have. We're going to have this kind of stuff. Therefore, God, amen, can give you a ministry out of that. Come on. You may not want to join the prison ministry. Amen. Praise God. But we have seen many come to the Lord. Amen. That was lost. Hear you hear me tell you. Amen. Those to the Lord. Amen. One day, amen, somebody going to beat us in the pearly gates. Come on here, brother. We need to be aware of what God is doing in the land today because he's concerned about the lost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Some of y'all look at me kind of funny, but I'm going to tell you, amen, until we get a heart for the lost, amen, praise God, that we come to church on Wednesday, Sunday, Sunday night, amen, praise God, and not doing nothing on the stool to do a little, amen, praise God, God put something in your heart. Come on here. It's high time we be on high for God. Come on, him. You know, when I was out there in the world, I was on high trying to get the next high, man, with that some of that marijuana. Come on, him. That only lasts for a little while. But I'm going to tell you, when you get high on Jesus, you get the heart of Jesus. Amen. You want to obey God, do what he said. Do you know why? Because God going to burst something to your heart. Just like he did the disciples when he sent them out two by two. Amen. God want to send some of you out. Amen. But you know what? God, that ain't for me. Acts chapter 26. You know, only way I ever have something done one time is when that preacher, amen, he was preaching, I got mad, spoke, was leaving my head. Come on, him. That's when I came down to the altar, sister, and I got saved. Come on, him. I ain't wanting to go back. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God done too much for me. So now I proclaim the gospel, the good news, those behind prison bars, amen, those that need a savior, amen, those that are lost, come on, him. And when they walk down that front, I can see the angels, amen, praising and lifting their hands to God. We got a heavenly vision of what God, Jesus is trying to do in the earth. Come on. And guess what happened? God's going to use you in the earth because he done saved you and he done sanctify you, fill you with the Holy Ghost and all that power and do something with it. It's okay. I know you're praying for him. Thank you. Hallelujah. God is a good God. I preach like this when I go to the prison too. I don't change. I'm going to just do like I've been doing. Because, amen, being a phone, I ain't never been one of them. Come on here. A good liar, I ain't never been one of them either. Come on here. So I say you might well be real, whatever you are. Come on here. If you're egg, you're an egg. Come on, brother. I'm just real down to earth. Come on, brother. Because you see, when we get through, God look at all of us. Come on, him. The Bible said, God eyes in every place, beholding even the good. What you see, what you do, God sees you. Come on. God knows your heart because the Bible said, God searches the heart. Come on, him. We look at people and they're, oh, mighty God, a man. You don't know what that man going through. Come on, him. But you better know who Jesus is. Always tell him this thing. Whatever the religious denomination you are, make sure you know Jesus. Come on, him. We proclaim the good news, the gospel. Amen. You got all kind of gospel going in and out of the prison. Come on, him. I tell him one thing. It's okay, long as you know Jesus. He's the main reason why we're here tonight. I wouldn't be here tonight. Thank God for the cross. The Bible said, without you shedding the blood, we've been in remission for our sin. We know blood was shed on Golgotha. On the hill of 2,000 years ago. And the Apostle Paul said, if he didn't shed blood, we still in our sins. Come on here. I know I ain't in my sin. You ain't no sin because blood was shed on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Ain't God good? Yeah. Praise God. Acts 26, amen. What I said, verse what? 27? When the Apostle Paul was making his defense before people, amen, you know, the Apostle Paul, amen, I look at this man of God, he lost it all because he loved Jesus. You know, when he had, amen, praise God with the Apostle Paul, but he prayed with Jesus Christ, amen, that once upon a time, then God began to open up his eyes to him that he may see, may know who he is, praise God. So as the Apostle Paul began to have his conversion with God, amen, locked up in and out of prison, praise God. So look at him, man, this man was in prison more than somebody down here now. Come on here, brother, for the gospel's sake, come on here. Verse 27 says, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you're bleeding. Come on, Hampton. Now, he was going to be a King Agrippa. Come on, Hampton. The Apostle Paul, he had to go to Rome. He had to go to different places, proclaim the gospel of good news. Come on, him. Verse 28, then Agrippa said to Paul, come. He's talking to the king. Now, come on, Hampton. You almost persuade me to become a Christian. Come on, Hampton. You know why? Because he began to obey God. So, Paul, you almost, boy, you almost persuade me to be a Christian. Just a little bit more. You might have got me, boy. Come on, Hampton. So, God want to use us, amen, to proclaim the good news, the gospel. Amen. Praise God. Amen. When Apostle Paul, he was taken to the king. Come on, Hampton. You see, God said he can turn the king. So, come on, brother. All God is looking for somebody willing to go into the gospel. Amen. To the world, to preach this gospel. For those that are lost, amen. We got more lost folk than saved folk. Come on, here. God is waiting on the people, waiting on you and I. Come on, here. And some of them won't even move a hand. Come on, brother. It's okay. I felt you. It's all right. God still loves me. Come on, here. God trying to challenge us, amen, for the lost. Amen. We travel around the globe, amen, for 25 years sharing this gospel, this good news, amen. Praise God, amen. Because you know why? God want all men to be saved. All of them ain't going to be saved, but Paul said that I may win some. Come on, him. If you win just one soul, come on, him. Just one. You don't have to win a whole bunch of them. How many souls have you ever won in the kingdom? Ask yourself. So, Lord, if I just win one, God's got a word for you. You got all this Holy Ghost. So now we need to use it. The Holy Ghost, it come with power. So we got the power because we're saints of the Most High God. And God is concerned about us. I mean, God is concerned about the lost, not just the saved. Come on, him. Amen. Praise God. We went, amen, praise God, a few years back, amen. And we go into all the prisons and, amen, begin to share the gospel, amen. And, you know, a lot of things happened behind the scene. And I went back there behind with the, amen, I was on death row with them folks, amen. I back there, I was conversing, I was having a good time back there with them. And praise God, to tell them about Jesus Christ. Some of them got saved and some of them need to be locked up. Come on, brother. Amen, because we met a whole bunch of things back there. Come on, him. But we went into Malvern last week, amen. The spirit was high there. Praise God. You see, when we go, amen, I go, amen, to get something from them. Come on, him. You see, Jesus said, if I be lifted, I draw them in. Come on, him. For the spirit of the Lord is freedom, there's liberty. So if Jesus is being lifted up, he's right there. Come on, him. It may not be in your setting, your time, but God is there because people are lifting up Jesus, amen, behind the scene, in the bath, in the prison. Come on, him. Outside, inside, come on. You know why? They're lifting up the name of Jesus. Come on, him. God is looking for a people, like it said, told Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, Lord, send me, I'll go. How many Jeremiah do we have tonight? Say, Lord, send me, I'll go. We got some lost loved ones. Amen. Praise God. God wants us to open our mouth. Come on, him. Now, I'm not telling you to be ignorant. I'm going to go see the Holy Spirit. Going to tell you when to do, how to do. Come on, him. And the Bible said, do things decently in order. Come on, him. So if we begin to hear what God is saying, God will tell you when to minister and when not to. Come on, him. Sometimes the setting may not be right. Come on, him. But you ask the Lord, is this the time? God will tell you if it is, if it ain't. Come on, him. Praise the Lord. So God is concerned about the lost. God is concerned about people, amen, praise God, that don't know Jesus. That's why he saved you. Come on, him. That's why he saved me, praise God, so we can go out there and get them, bring them into the kingdom. Come on, him. See, God, look at him. He ain't going to come out of heaven and do it. He waiting on you and me. You got a word for the lost. You got a word for that prostitute. You got a word for that dope beater, amen, that prostitute, and Father God, the one that's using them drugs. You got a word for him. Come on, but you got to open your mouth. Praise the Lord. So I thank God today, amen. Praise God for, amen, for this ministry that we shared around the globe, amen. I thank God for my wife who traveled so many years, amen. She went when she didn't feel like going. Come on, him, then. Amen. When she was sick, didn't feel like she was there with supporting this ministry. Praise God. And after so many years, we've seen so many men come into the kingdom of God. Paul said, there's a crown later for me, though, that little righteous coming, not just for me. Come on, him. See, Paul had a look, he had a view from there. He said, what I got, I didn't get it from man. You got to understand. He said, what I got it from Jesus. Come on. What he's saying, I've been with Jesus. And that I got, I'm going to share this gospel of good news, amen, that are lost. Come on, him. And once we've been with the Lord, amen, praise God, we get this, amen, we get in this book, get in this word of God, amen, and get in prayer, praise God, because I'm going to tell you, saints, we got to begin to move forward, amen, praise God. It's a time, I'm more on this side than I am that side now, so God is looking for people to say yes, come on here, like the Apostle Paul, amen, when he met him on the road to Damascus, he said, yes, Lord, I'll go, send me, come on here. How many more we got, Apostle Paul and Jeremiah, we have in the church today, said, Lord, I'll go, send me, come on here. Next month, praise God, we go into I think it's vulnerable, praise God, to share the gospel, the new good news, and not because we feel good all the time. And this is the faith walk. Come on here. And when we leave, Lord, I'm trusting God. Come on. I trust God everything we do because, see, we wait on our feelings. Amen. They fluctuate. Come on here. The mind fluctuate all the time. Come on. Sometimes you want to do and sometimes you don't want to do. Come on here. And when we walk by faith, that means that God is in control of every situation. Come on. And we walk by faith and say, Lord, I'm trusting you, God, in Jesus' name. God's been good to us. Let's go share the gospel, the good news. What time do I have? I'm about through. I pray. I got a little more time. Praise God. Matthew, amen, 9. Matthew chapter 9. Get it, say amen. I got a little more time, man. I got, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is a good God, and I appreciate all of you, and I pray your sympathy, your compassion, amen. Praise God, because I got a heart for Jesus and for the lost. I want to see them get saved. Praise God. And I want to see the sinner man come in. Come on here. And I know God is going to use us, amen, to go out and get them to bring, compel men to come into the highway. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. When the Lord first told us we want us to do this ministry, well, hold up, the Lord, wait a minute. You sure, Lord? See, we always want to question God when he wants us to do something. But when I went in my prayer closet, Lord, send me. Hear my Lord. Jeremiah said, Lord, send me. Until God began to do a work on this on the inside, we look at a sinner just another sinner. Paul said, until Christ be formed on the inside of us. Until Christ be formed. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 9, you got to say, man. Are you enjoying the word of God? I know I'm talking about the lost tonight. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we don't want to hear too much about that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, let's go into verse 32, and I'm going to start up there and come on down if I can with the word of God. And they went out, behold, they brought to him a man mute and demon-possessed. Verse 30 says, and when the demon was cast out of the mute, he spoke. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never seen like this in Israel. Verse 34 said, but the Pharisees said, the religious folk, he cast out demon by the rule of the demons. Come on, Hampton. You heard Sister Lang say all the time, demons can't cast out demons. Come on, brother. And that's true. Verse 35 says, when Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse 36 says, and when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them. Come on him. Because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Come on him. That's what God has got. Jesus got so much compassion for the people. Come on him. Amen. When he looked at them, he had compassion on them. Praise God. Amen. Verse 37 says, then he said to the disciples, he said, the harvest is true. Is plentiful, but the labors are few. Come on here. God is looking for, amen, some labors to go out into the harvest field, amen, to pick them while they're ripe. Praise God. There's a time of the Lord. Come on him. And God wants us to go out into the harvest field, amen. Praise God. Begin to pick them till they come in. Come on him. Well, we got to begin to seek the face of God, amen, and get the heart of God, and praise God, and God be with us, and we can do what God called us to do. God is a sovereign God. So this year, God told me, I want you to preach on the cross. I said, why the cross, Lord? He's because they need to know the one who hung on the cross. Come on here. Then salvation will come. Good God, y'all better get this. Come on here. We need to know they need to know the one who hung on the cross. Come on here. His name was J-E-S, Jesus. Come on here. Once they know who he is, then salvation come real easy. Come on, brother. Verse 30 says, therefore, pray that the Lord of harvest to send our labels into his harvest. We need to be praying, amen, God will send labels into the harvest field. And I pray tonight God is going to send labels in the harvest field. Praise God, amen, praise God. That we got lost, loved one, and saved one, that you, some of you, going to open your mouth and say, brother, you need to be saved. Do you know Jesus? Come on, Hampton. It ain't going to be pretty all the time. Come on, they may cuss you out. Come on, brother. I've had them to cuss me out. Praise God, but they had a chance to hear that word. Come on, him. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? It didn't say it's going to be easy. Praise God. Amen. Let's go into, amen, Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. I'm about through him. Praise God. Are you getting anything tonight? I just want to share this gospel with you because I believe it's important because we don't preach on salvation too much because we figure everybody in church is saved. Everybody in church ain't saved. Come on, him. But you got to understand God is concerned about the law. Mark chapter 1, verse 16. You got to say, man. Praise the Lord. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting it into the sea, for they were fishermen. Come on, they were fishermen. We know that. And when Jesus said that, follow me, I will make you what? Become fishermen. Come on, him. He said, boys, I'm going to make y'all fishermen men. Come on, not just them regular fish. You've been them little fish you cook and you scrape. Come on here. I'm going to make you fishermen men that you can go out in the world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And tell them about me. Amen. Praise God. We got to begin to have a heart just like Jesus. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, I got a heart for Jesus. I want to see the lost saved. And I know you want to see the lost saved. And God's going to prepare men to come in because you know why? He's giving you a word for the lost. Praise God. Amen. The harvest field. Amen. We just need to send labels. Praise God. I thank God for those that want to go into the labors into the harvest field. Amen. Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. I thought today, I said, well, God, let me go ahead and call Brother Willis and tell him I won't be able to preach tonight because, amen, praise God, and such warfare, God. And then I heard a voice from God, amen. When I went back in prayer there, God said, you know what to do. Get up and go do it. I said, well, I need somebody. You got what you need on the inside of you. Come on here. Let's go. You see what I'm saying? We got what we need. We just got to use it. Come on here. Amen. Praise God. We got to use this power we got. Come on here. And it's down there, but we got to use it. Come on. If you don't open your mouth, the devil going to lay all over you, brother. Come on here. I'm going to tell you, brother, he ain't shooting crap. Understand what I'm saying? He ain't doing that, brother. The devil's for real. Come on, him then. And we got to understand God's for real. Amen. Praise God. But we got to use the word of God. I guess the devil, come on, he's no match for God because Jesus already defeated him on the cross over 2,000 years ago. That's why I'm looking at him. I'm hungry for the word of God. I know you are too. Praise God. But God is looking for people. Amen. Praise God. If you would like to get involved, amen. Praise God. And with this prison ministry, amen. I know you got children, grandchildren, things. My schedule is like this. Praise God. But I made my mind. I'm going to take out for God, time for Jesus. Praise God. He done too much. I can't leave it as it is. Come on here. God is concerned about his people. Amen. Praise God. The lost. Come on him. Aren't you tired of folks? Amen. The lost going to hell. They don't know Jesus. Come on him. And we got a people. Amen. Will not open their mouth. Praise God. It's time for us to begin to open our mouth. Proclaim what Jesus said on the rooftop. Come on him. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto you. Come on him. Jesus said, he said, my word shall go out. So shall my word go out and it will not return void. So if you speak in what Jesus said, he'll agree with you and he's going to come forward. Come on him. God said, my word is pure. My word is holy. The entrance of my word give it light. Heaven and earth is going to pass, but my word will stand forever. Come on, him. Hey, man, this stuff in this earth is going to pass away, but God says word is going to stand forever. Praise God. I want to thank God tonight, amen, for Brother Jerry. Let me share this vision with y'all. Amen. Praise God. It's not always pretty. Amen. Praise God. If we're looking for something pretty today, amen, praise God. It don't work like that. Come on, him. But we are people, amen, seeking after God with the heart of God, amen, to do work for God. It's labor, amen. God is not going to forget your labor or love. Work for, come on here. God is looking for people, amen, roll up your sleeve, amen, and get out to do what God has called us to do. We got to get out of the pew. We got to get out of the pew, y'all. I'm here to tell you. Because God got some people, amen. It's a man that I ministered, amen, many years ago. I told you, finna give him 100 years. I used to go to jail all the time. And when I went in and preached the gospel there, amen, those behind prison bar, this man was there. And he got saved. And after he got saved, you know, threw everything out. Because God had forgiven God. Now he's a deacon in the church. Praise God. So your fashion, thank you. Praise the Lord. See, God ain't looking at your education. He's looking if you see if you want to go to work. We're saved now. Come on, let's begin to move what God has called us to do. Because God loves us. The Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So as God began to move upon us, amen, to move forth into the ministry. We pray that you'll pray for this ministry. If you cannot go, pray for this ministry. Pray for me. I need your prayers. Praise God. Stand to your feet. Father, tonight, Lord, I thank you for your word, God, in Jesus' name, God. For, Lord, you said that your word would not return void, but, God, you said that your word is going to accomplish all that you sent out to do, God. Lord, tonight, God, send labels in the harvest field, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send labels, oh God, in the harvest field, God. Lord, there's work to do, God, and we pray, God, you touch your people heart in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, we just thank and give you praise and glory, God. Raise up some Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Father God. Raise up some people to God for the heart of God, amen. Begin to go out into highways, the byways, and begin to compel man to come into the kingdom, God, in Jesus' name, God. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's kingdom, about my Father's work in Jesus' name. Lord, we just want to thank you tonight for this word, for your word is pure, holy, God, in Jesus' name, God. We give you praise and glory, honor, dominion, and power, God. Lord, we come to lift you up and you being glorified, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, another God. And we give you praise, we worship you in spirit and in truth, God. We say, thank you, Lord. Holy, righteous, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, God, we give you praise and glory tonight, God. Lord, we thank you tonight, God. Come in tonight, God, and sup with us, oh God. Touch your hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, another. And Lord, we give you praise and glory as we worship you, Almighty God, who sits in the third heaven, who sees and knows all things. And God, the eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding even the good, God. We say thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We honor you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen, amen. Praise God. Tonight, amen, we thank God for sharing the word with you tonight, amen. If those of you would like to, amen, go and share the gospel, amen, with those behind prison bars, we'd like for you to come down, amen. We got a clipboard if you want to sign. If you don't, that's fine. Praise God. But the door is open for us, amen, to share the gospel to those outside the walls. Praise God. And if you're just missing the name of the Lord, praise the Lord.